Tapping for increasing your focus so you can get the right things done. So you may be surprised to know that tapping can actually help clear the mental clutter, the noise that can go on and on in our minds that can distract us and keep us from being able to focus on the task at hand. And we live in a challenging age, in the modern age, where there are always so many things to do. Whatever your business is, whatever your priorities are, you've probably got projects that are needing to get started, projects that you need to finish, people to respond to, whether via email or social media or returning a phone call, and not to mention your work to take care of. And one of the challenges of being pulled in too many different directions is that we don't get as much done as we could, and it's harder than it would be if we were able to focus. And so it results in a decline in our productivity. It tends to decrease our enjoyment of the day because it's adding stress and anxiety, this underlying stress and anxiety that makes it even harder to focus. And so one of the first steps to getting more focused is to have a practice to calm that all of that mental noise, all the busy thoughts about what you need to do, and the stress and anxiety that comes from those, and the overwhelm that creates, and it becomes a bit of a vicious cycle. So this tapping is a guide to get you to be able to shift that and to give you some general language that you can tap to. And remember that you're always taking full responsibility for your own well-being, and you can adjust the language as needed so that it resonates for you. So let's start by taking a few deep breaths, allowing yourself to feel completely safe and grounded in your physical body, being very present. And then begin by tapping on the karate chop point in the side of the hand. Even though I feel I can't focus on any one thing right now, I choose to accept myself and how I feel. Even though I feel too overwhelmed to focus right now, and my mind is going in 1,000 directions, I love and accept myself completely. Even though I have been struggling for a long time to get focused on just one thing, and I don't even know if it's the right thing, there's just too much I know I need to do. I choose to deeply and completely love, honor, and accept myself. And anyone else who's contributed to my feelings of overwhelm. And even though I still feel like I'm struggling to get focused, and it's really hard with all the things I have going on, I accept how I feel right now, and I choose to love myself anyway. Now take a deep breath, sigh it out, and begin tapping through the points starting at the top of the head. I just cannot get focused. Between the eyes, there is way too much that I need to do. Outside of the eye, I don't even have the time to focus on just one thing. Under the eye, there is just so much going on. Under the nose, I don't feel like I can afford to focus on just one thing. Chin, maybe when things calm down, it will be easier for me to focus. Collarbone, but I just can't get focused right now. Under the arm, there's just way too much going on. Top of the head. I feel like I could work all day and night for the next week and not get caught up. between the eyes. How did I get myself to this place? Outside of the eye, I feel so overwhelmed. Under the eye, and everything on my list seems like it's a priority. Under the nose, it's hard to focus when I'm overwhelmed like this. On the chin, but maybe that's okay. Collarbone, maybe that's natural. Under the arm, I wonder if it's possible that I could give myself a mental break right now. Top of the head, if I just let go of this overwhelm. Between the eyes, if I can release this need to know and do everything. Outside of the eye. In fact, it's okay if there's a lot going on. Under the eye, I don't have to handle it all right now. Under the nose, and I can begin by letting myself release these feelings of overwhelm. On the chin, I can choose to release this worry from my mind. Collarbone, I can release this overwhelm. Under the arm, and I choose to release it now. Top of the head, I choose to calm my mind and invite in more focus right now. Between the eyes, I choose to release this overwhelm at a cellular level. Outside of the eye, I choose to release this pattern of overwhelm all the way back through my past. Under the eye, I can let go of the need to take care of everything today. Under the nose, and I can start getting focused on my priorities. On the chin, so I'm focusing on one thing at a time. Collarbone, trusting and knowing that I can get the most important things done. Under the arm. And allowing myself not to get everything done. Top of the head, feeling focused in body, mind, and spirit. Between the eyes, feeling more focused now. Outside of the eye, feeling excited about my day. Under the eye, and all of the opportunities that I have. Under the nose, I choose to be more calm and focused. On the chin, I choose to allow myself breaks when I need them. Collarbone, I choose to move through my day in a calm, focused, and confident way. Now take a deep breath. and see if you feel any shifts. Remembering that you can always tap through this as much as you need and start thinking about the main priority. What's the most important thing for you to do right now? What do you need to focus on that would get you the most traction on what's most important today? And see if you can allow yourself to do this one task with complete focus, feeling it not just in your mind, but throughout your body, your entire energetic system. So you're feeling the energy, the aliveness, the joy, and the flow that comes with that focus. So allow yourself to feel how good it feels to be in that flow and to enjoy your work and give yourself the gift of focusing completely on one thing at a time, trusting that you have the time and you have the ability to do that and you will take care of what needs to be done. So I hope this was helpful to you, and as always, have a wonderful day.